music radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they advocate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
And yes, indeed, we are here, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. That's right, amen and amen. Praise the Savior. Well, we're here. Tonight, we again have no guests, providentially speaking. And maybe that's indeed a little bit of divine intervention, because as you know, last evening I spent most of the program in an open forum talking about John Hagee and how even some rabbis, reform rabbis, were aghast at his extremist support for the state of Israel and its one-worldism, its globalism, and its really its inevitable ruling of the world from Jerusalem. And some of you probably said, Rick, how propitious was your timing? It seems as if one of the leading luminaries of support for the state of Israel has now passed on, Jerry Falwell. And all you have to do is look at the people who admire Jerry Falwell and what he's done, particularly with regard to Israel, and that tells me all I need to know to write his obituary. And so I want to spend just a little bit, not the whole program, just a little bit of time in the first hour talking about some of that reaction. Of course, George and Laura always can be counted on to say something good about anybody. Anybody to assuage the political base of the Republican Party and the Socialist Party in Washington. That's a given. So we don't really pay attention to what George Bush has to say, or Laura, for that matter. It's interesting, however, to note that Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton also had some kind words for Jerry Falwell. Now, I'm not saying that I have any unkind words. Please don't misunderstand me. I am not reveling in this whatsoever. Absolutely not. But I'm just drawing attention to the fact that you have to be judged by the company you keep. And unfortunately, Jerry Falwell has kept some pretty strange company. And in just a few minutes after the first break, I'm going to read to you what the ADL has said about Jerry Falwell, the notorious Anti-Defamation League of Bernie Brith, and Mr. Foxman, in particular. I think you'll find that to be very revealing and very interesting. And in the Jerusalem Post, tomorrow's issues, there will be praise heaped upon Jerry Falwell, and particularly from those involved in the Likud party, the Bibi Netanyahu's, the Ehud Barak's, and people of that nature. So, I know one thing. When I go, and it may be soon, I don't want to be in the same company with Jerry Falwell and the people praising him, and I can pretty much count on it that I won't. We'll be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Join in.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and if you have your websites in front of you, your computers, you may do as I have done, and you may type in Anti-Defamation League, ADL. And up comes the home page of the ADL, and here we are, right here, brand new, it says, new, not the same old items, but new. ADL saddened by the death of the Reverend Jerry Falwell by Abe Foxman. The Anti-Defamation League today expressed sadness at the passing of the Reverend Jerry Falwell, a passionate leader of Christianity in America and a dear friend of Israel. How did I guess that? Abraham H. Foxman. What does the H stand for, hell? Anyway, Abraham H. Foxman, ADL National Director, issued the following statement. Quote, "Despite our many disagreements through the years, we were saddened to learn of the loss of the Reverend Jerry Falwell. He was a passionate leader of Christianity in America." Since when are they interested in advancing Christianity in America? "And a dear friend of Israel. Reverend Falwell will always be remembered as one of the most influential leaders on the American religious scene. Reverend Falwell was a towering figure of the religious right, and while we often did not see eye to eye with him on many key issues of the day, We always respected his strong devotion to his views, his outspoken advocacy for the positions he took on behalf of America's conservative Christians, and his ability to listen to even his most ardent critics. He will be greatly missed, says Dear Abraham H. Foxman, the Anti-Defamation League founded in 1913. Hey, that year rings a familiar ring to it. It has some sort of an odious ring, doesn't it? Isn't that a year that was very pivotal in the Zionization of America? The Federal Reserve, the income tax, the direct election of senators, and so forth. Yeah. Well, here they are denouncing what they call anti-Semitism. And they, of course, want you to know how much they respect his devotion to Israel. Now, along the way, Jerry Falwell made a few interesting statements in his career. One of the statements he made not that many years ago, was that he believed, in so many words, that the Antichrist will be a male Jew, and he is walking the face of the earth today. Well, as you know, a howl and a protest went up from within the Jewish media. And Jerry Falwell actually backpedaled and apologized for making the statement. And his apology was accepted. Abe Foxman, once again, we welcome Reverend Falwell's apology for his comment that the Antichrist is Jewish, and for his acknowledgement of his lack of judgment in making such a statement. We appreciate his recognition that his comment had consequences for Christian-Jewish relations and should not have been made. This matter is now behind us, and we look forward to the ongoing work to improve Christian-Jewish relations. So said Abe Foxman of the ADL. Now, I don't know about you, but if you go back in time, specifically to the time that Jesus was here in the flesh walking the face of the earth, Jesus minced no words. And you know, there is absolutely no recording of Jesus issuing an apology to anyone. Not to Abe Foxman. Not to the scribes. Not to Caiaphas. He just didn't backpedal. When Jesus told them in the Gospel of Matthew 23 that you're of your father the devil, my goodness, they were so angry with that statement. They were incensed. And they went immediately to the hate crimes board, and they registered a strong protest. Who is this Jesus that he calls us Satanists and demons and devils, calls us children of Satan? How dare he? Call the FBI, call the CIA, call the Mossad. He must be punished. And indeed, they murdered him. But Jesus didn't say what Jerry Falwell said. I'm sorry, this will set back our relations. This might be politically incorrect. No, quite the contrary. Just the opposite. Jesus never flinched and never compromised, nor would we ever expect him to. But a man like Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and John Hagee and all of these others, Gary Bauer included, you see, they serve two masters. On the one hand, they seek to please the Lord, they say, and invoke his name when it's possible not to offend a Zionist audience. And on the other hand, they like to serve that Zionist audience. You see, you can't serve two masters. You can't be betwixt and between. You can't be lukewarm. And so, on January 19th, 1999, the ADL made a statement concerning Reverend Falwell's statement that the Antichrist is a Jew, and they said it borders on anti-Semitism and is rooted in Christian theological extremism. Now, that is a charge against Jesus himself by the modern-day scribes and Pharisees, you see. The ADL charged that the statement by the Reverend Jerry Falwell that the Antichrist is alive and Jewish borders on anti-Semitism at best and is anti-Semitic at worst and is rooted in Christian theological extremism, so said Abe Foxman. He said the statement by Reverend Falwell that the Antichrist, who is evil incarnate, is Jewish, borders on anti-Semitism at best and is anti-Semitic at worst. In identifying the Antichrist as a living Jewish man, Falwell draws from an especially vicious tradition of Christian theological anti-Judaism. How do you like those adjectives? An especially vicious tradition. You know, Jesus was a vicious man. Now, I didn't say it. I didn't say that at all. But Abe Foxman just said it. In fact, he said it in 1999. He said, it appears clear that after years of Christian-Jewish dialogue, Reverend Falwell hasn't learned a thing. Well, I would agree with him on that. Reverting back to a distorted interpretation of the text of the New Testament, he revisits the worst in intolerance that resulted in persecution of the Jewish people and in inquisitions. We have grave concerns that leading up to and after the millennium celebration of the birth of Christ, which of course was banned in Israel, 2,000 years of history will overtake the last 30 years of Christian-Jewish reconciliation. So says Abe Foxman. Fortunately, the great majority of Christian leaders and ministers consider these hateful myths to be wholly contradictory to true Christian doctrine. If Reverend Falwell and others persist in these prognostications, they will be instigating anti-Semitism rooted in Christian theological extremism. Now, that's the statement. You see, the apostles were theological extremists. Well, they were. In one sense, they didn't mince any word. They didn't compromise any word. They never once apologized for what they said. And the apostle Paul and others said, hey, we make no apology. When we come into the synagogues, we preach Christ and him crucified, like it or not. And many of them didn't. And it was they who were persecuted, not the Jews, but in fact the Jews were doing the persecuting and the torturing and the killing and the murdering. Now that's not me saying it, that's history saying it. You can argue with me, but you can't argue with the historical record. Now Abe Foxman knows that. He knows who was persecuting whom in the first century of Christianity. We don't exempt the Catholic Church or the hierarchy of the Vatican or the popes either in the Spanish Inquisition. But let's be honest here. Let's be honest and forthright. History tells a different story from what Abe Foxman would have us believe. Now, one more thing, and we'll start taking calls. The hate crimes bill has emerged on the site of the ADL. And they refer to the Denver Post, which is a strictly Jewish newspaper. The Denver Post apparently had a letter to the editor on May 14th, just yesterday. Or I think that was yesterday, right? Anyway, this letter is regarding Congress's overdoing it on hate crimes with no end in sight. A column, May 9th, by Al Knight. And the writer, who is an ADLer, says, contrary to Mr. Knight's assertions, it is both appropriate and laudable that the House passed a bill addressing hate crimes. Hate crime sends a message to the individual victim and all who share that victim's characteristics. And we'll tell you what he said in the rest of his statement when we return. 1-800-313-9443 is our number. Radio Avenger Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We shall return. Jerry Falwell will be missed. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Well, well, thank you. Thank you for that, Lon. Yes, indeed. We're speaking of, how appropriate, we're speaking of the ADL. And, yes, contrary to Mr. Knight's assertions, it is both appropriate and laudable that the House passed a bill addressing hate crimes. Hate crime sends a message to the individual victim and all who share the victim's characteristics that certain kinds of people are not safe or welcome in our midst. These crimes, designed to intimidate whole communities, have a unique impact and can spark widespread neighborhood conflicts, damaging the fabric of our society. They merit a priority response from both local and federal law enforcement. Under the proposed law, the vast majority of hate crimes will continue to be prosecuted locally. The passage of national legislation is nonetheless imperative. Indeed, the bill has been endorsed by every major law enforcement association in the country. state hate crimes statutes, where they exist, vary widely in their breadth and impact. Victims who are protected in some states are unprotected in others. When state and local authorities cannot or will not address bias-motivated crimes as such, the federal government must have jurisdiction to step in and do so. Passage of this federal law would also encourage Americans to report hate crimes to local law enforcement, that is, to law enforcement. We applaud the efforts of the federal government to demonstrate its resolve to deal with violence based on prejudice. Mr. Bruce H. Dibosky, director of the Mountain States Regional Office of the ADL. Now, they've come out of the closet. They made it official. The big push is on. We want that hate crimes bill, as it's called. Bias-motivated legislation, which, of course, goes way beyond not only the jurisdiction of the federal government, but also in its definitions of hate and the protected groups. And what constitutes a crime is not an action, but a mere statement, as has been shown to be the case everywhere where hate crimes legislation has been passed. It is not just action, but words. Words that must be prosecuted. So you see, this is why Ted Pike and others are now beginning to see the light. They're beginning to understand who is behind this movement and why. Very important to understand how all of this serves the purpose of Bible prophecy in the end times and the Antichrist who is ascending to his throne. Let's take a call or two. 800-313-9443. Jim in Texas is first up. Hello, Jim.
Hello, Rick. How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing okay.
No, you're not, because, Rick, you're guilty of about 600 to 800 hate crimes already so far in what you've said. So
well,
you're
I
not
guess
doing
I'm
very
doing
good.
I am, if that's
you,
the case.
You could be in the slammer for 200 or 300 years.
Oh,
from just
that's
what
fine.
Said tonight.
That's fine. Throw it at me. Come on, throw away the keys.
Yeah, but one of the things I wanted to talk about was our wonderful, beloved Reverend Jerry Falwell. Do you reckon, by any stretch of the imagination, that when he talked about the Antichrist being Jewish and walking the earth right now, was he talking about the Jewish fellow that signed over the private jet to him?
I don't think he meant him, no.
No, he probably didn't mean him.
And he certainly didn't mean Bibi, his buddy, Bibi Netanyahu.
No, no, and he probably didn't mean his buddy Abraham Foxman either.
Or Ariel Sharon.
Or Marvin Heyer, or what's his name in the Southern Poverty Law Center?
Oh, yes, yes, Modi.
He probably didn't mean any of these swell fellows. He probably meant some Jewish plumber in Akron, Ohio, or something like that. It's probably who he was talking about, to the best of my ability. If there is such a thing as a Jewish plumber in Akron, Ohio, I doubt it, but there might be.
Well, they may be the ones who are taking the plums off the trees of the Palestinians. That may be the plumber.
But anyhow, can you imagine, to those of your listeners that are halfway Christian, in other words, can you imagine being in Falwell's position tonight, and he's facing his maker, so to speak, and he's trying to explain why he sold his soul and his brethren out to the Pharisees for his 30 pieces of silver, whatever the phrase is, I don't know.
Yep.
Don't really care. But in my opinion, that's the position this fellow's in. Why did you sell your soul to your own enemy?
Well,
of everybody that I ever told you, these are the enemy, these are the evil people. Yep. And he sold them out.
Well, as I said, you know, last night and tonight both, I can't imagine any time that you would find any scriptural reference to Jesus having any compromise with the devil. In fact, just the opposite is true. He didn't backtrack, backpedal, retract, or do anything. He didn't issue any apologies for anything he said. Stay with me, Jim. We'll be right back, okay? We'll be right back after the break. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance, from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market, but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time. Whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we are back. Are you still with me, Jim?
I'm still with you.
Go ahead. Continue in your diatribe, Jim.
Well, it is a kind of a diatribe, but I think...
It's a hate crime. It's a hate crime, would you say?
Yeah, of course. I'm as guilty as you are. And I'm guilty as charged. Go ahead and give me your best shot.
All right.
The way I look at it.
I'm going to report this to the ADL tomorrow.
I do not like to speak in absolute certainties, but I think this I can say with an absolute certitude that... Jesus, under no circumstance, he might have never apologized, as you said, to the Pharisees, but I know one thing, he would never praise them, ever, under any circumstance, like the Reverend Paul Wells.
Well, he condemned them.
Robertson. Under no circumstance would you ever find anybody that's a true believer ever praising the Pharisees. It's incomprehensible to me how anybody could do that.
It's one thing to be, cordial and friendly and fair-minded with all people, even Satan, and you speak in your deportment. It's another thing to hobnob with them, to give them aid and comfort. And as one of our callers, Gene, last night read right from the Chronicles of the King, saying, shouldest thou help the ungodly or give love to them that hate the Lord? You can't do that and be a Christian. I'm sorry. You can't do that.
I don't remember any sayings in the Bible about Jesus sitting down at the money-changing tables and doing a little money-changing to spell some of his favorite people. I don't remember that. It could have happened, but I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a pretty good memory.
So
and you have a pretty good understanding, too, Jim. And, you know, the thing is, you are judged by the company you keep. And, you know, I can imagine when I pass on, and I can just see the headlines blazing now, one of the most vile anti-Semites, bigots, Nazis, and racists of radio finally passes.
Jews.
No, who participated in the killing of 80 million Jews.
Yes.
Passes on to his reward. And, you know, nothing would make me happier than to see that type of headline, because then I would know that I'd be doing the right thing. Now, if, in fact, I were to get the kind of treatment Jerry Falwell gets, I wouldn't want to be in that position, I'm afraid, because they are judging you, and God will judge you by the people you associate with and that you cabort with.
If you ever did that, Rick, you would be what I consider a doomed soul, so to speak.
There you go. I think you're right.
Of which we got a gazillion of them, Jerry Falwell followers, and they're probably all in abject mourning as we speak. I don't know who's going to replace the clod, but they'll find another clod. It's just they're all interchangeable. I mean, they're a dime a dozen out there.
Yep.
There's about how many 30 million evangelicals they call themselves. Quite a few.
Tens of millions,
in my opinion. They're buffoons.
Absolutely.
Because you cannot read two chapters of the Bible and come to anywhere near the conclusions these people preach to you on a daily basis. So I don't understand it. Maybe I'm too simple. I don't know.
Well, no, I think you're right on the money here. And you're honest. And that's something that we don't find in the political spectrum today, is honesty and integrity. They're all frightened of the ADL types. They're all frightened of being politically incorrect. Heaven forbid that any of them would take a stand and keep it. And there's one thing I've always hated in life is when I hear a man make a statement that's true and then apologize for it in the next breath. That, you know, frosts my onions. Really, it does. Because there's no need to apologize. If you've said something you believe in and you've told the truth, you don't apologize for it.
Say what you're thinking. You know, hey, give me your best shot, so to speak.
Say what you mean and mean what you say, Jim.
Absolutely.
That's the way I want to be.
Hey,
tough luck to anyone else.
But one more thing before I get off here. I wish you would get your good friend Scott on more often, because I dearly enjoy you and him together.
You're
a heck of a team. I don't know if you can more than you have. But anyhow, it's good for the listeners, in my opinion, because guys work good. You're kind of like a Laurel and Hardy.
Laurel and Hardy, those are my favorites.
Yeah, I know. My favorites.
How did you know?
Well, they're my favorites. They have been since I was a young kid watching them. I'm an older fellow than you are, so I can appreciate Laurel
and Hardy.
I'm
glad for that.
These guys, they played perfect together, and you and Scott do too, in my opinion.
All right, well, thank you very much, Jimmy. Call you Jimmy Finlayson. How's that?
You can call me anything, you know, just to call me a Falwell supporter.
Okay. I got you, Jim.
All
thank
right.
you very much for that.
Bye.
Well, now, you see, I don't want to devote the whole program to Jerry Falwell, really, to be honest with you. And I'm not saying anything myself that is unsavory about Mr. Falwell, because I don't know. I'm not the Lord. I'm not the Savior. I don't make those decisions. All I know is I have to speak for myself and give account for myself. And I know one thing. I would never place myself in the position that these evangelical leaders today have placed themselves in, aligning themselves with the anti-Christian system of Zionism. Political, economic, and religious Zionism. And that's what they've done. They have made a mockery of the scriptures. They have engaged in wholesale treachery, in my humble view. And that's something that I don't ever want to be guilty of. I just want to tell it like it is. And if people don't like it, well, they don't have to listen. They don't have to agree or disagree. They can do whatever they want. But that's my view. That's my view. I haven't even gotten to the real issues of the day today, of how George Bush now is naming his new war czar. You remember when we had an energy czar? Do you remember those days when we had a czar for energy? Well, now we've got a war czar. After all, this is a war. A war on terror, you know. A war against the people of Iraq, you know. and a continuing neocon Israeli Zionist war that will continue to spread around the world as the months roll along. Let's take another call. Garen. Hello, Garen.
Hello,
you're
Rick.
On the program.
Rick.
Yes.
Hey. Yeah, I just got through watching the Republican debates, as they call them. I don't know
yes.
why. I don't really know why.
The circus. We call them the circus.
I don't really know why they call them debates. They're more like question and answer
right.
sessions.
Yes.
But anyway, I don't know. Well, as you know, Ron Paul is in it, and he's not a politician, and he gives truthful, straightforward answers. He tends to, and that's pretty much the guy that he is.
Uh-huh.
But who got the biggest applause? Rudy Giuliani, mm-hmm. who actually Ron Paul made a statement about interventionism and basically how this isn't good for the United States. And the terrorists, you know, so-called, don't hate us because of our, because we're of our freedom and this type of thing. And he made basic statement of, our interventionism is causing us problems. And even pointed to, if other people were doing things that the U.S. were doing to them, we wouldn't like it either. And then Rudy Giuliani responded to that, and he was appalled at Ron Paul saying this, and Giuliani got this huge applause. And then when the Fox presented this hypothetical question about a city being nuked or something like this, and then number of candidates said that they would use torture, any means necessary to extract the information. And again, huge applauses. So I think we're in pretty big trouble. Basically, the United States of America doesn't want someone who, which as we know, Ron Paul didn't even get to the whole truth, and understandably so. But most of America, America in general, does not want someone who's going to be truthful, who is going to be straightforward with them and tell them as it is. They want to hear things like, they're appalled at Ron Paul saying something like that, as Giuliani got his huge applause, and they want to hear things like, oh, yes.
Well, you know that the audience is a stacked deck to begin with. You realize
Well, regardless, but it was at wherever this place was, and with the live audience, and it may be a stacked deck. But
oh, sure.
I mean, but honestly, how many Americans do think like that? That oh yeah, that if there's some sort of situation, first of all, they'll believe the official story, whatever that is, and then oh yeah, we should torture them, and that's whatever, because of these reasons that, oh, yeah, we should torture. I mean, people advocated, Mitt Romney said, we should have Guantanamo Bay. It's a good thing. I mean, you can say that's a stacked audience, but how many Americans actually believe as they do, stacked or not? Many of them do.
I don't know, though. You know, Garen, on that issue, again, Fox News is pretty biased. Most of the media are pretty biased in favor of the agenda of the neocons. And so they have conditioned the American people largely to accept certain eventualities. But that doesn't necessarily mean that deep down that's what the John Q. public believes. You know, I hope not.
Well, I hope not, too. But in kind of your comment that you said that that's what they've conditioned the public to think. And, well, regardless of that's what the way they've conditioned the public to think, that is what a large segment of our public does think and how they think. So, I mean, you know, we have, this isn't anything me saying something new.
No.
I mean, we have big problems. And,
mm-hmm.
and this is the reality of our situations. We have some big problems. They're not going to be solved easily, and it doesn't look like the solution is going to happen anytime soon.
Well, certainly if they the media controllers have anything to say about it, it won't.
And, of course, they do. They control the media.
There you go.
They control...
But they don't control all of us, and they don't control every American's mind, thankfully. We can be grateful for that, right?
No, well, yes, and we can be thankful of that. But again, I mean, there's a small segment that you know, you might call the true patriots and the true truth seekers, you know, commend those people for doing what they're doing, trying to do what they're doing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, it's to any positive solution isn't going to come about easily. To say at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you have a Ron Paul, you're separating him from the boys, the men from the boys. You know, Ron Paul has dealt with life and death issues, and he's been a doctor all of his life, and he knows what life is all about. These guys don't care about human life. They don't care about anything but getting elected and reelected. They haven't got an honest bone in their body. John McCain doesn't. None of them do, really. When you come right down to it, all of them are playing a game of political comeuppance. And Ron Paul is just about the only one who is standing up on these issues consistently and saying, this is the way our founding fathers taught us, and this is what we should do, get back to the founding fathers. Now, I do believe that most Americans now have seen enough of this war, this unending war in Iraq and in the Middle East, to be thoroughly disenfranchised by it and disenchanted with it. So to that extent, Ron Paul is ringing a respondent note. You see, but where the setup discussions are had and where you have an audience that is handpicked and selected from a larger group, you know darn right well that you can set the tone and try to embarrass someone like Ron Paul simply because of applause, simply because of timing, simply because of the tone and tenor of the debates. And that's what you're pointing out, I think, tonight, Garen, you know. I think that's what you mean, and that's what's happening. But it doesn't matter. Ron Paul isn't going to flinch on these issues. He's going to stand firm, and so he should. He should.
Well, he's the only non-politician, as in, you know, a
right.
politician. Not that he doesn't
Absolutely.
Engage in politics. Of course, he's a congressman, and you have to do things like that as a congressman. But
right.
as referring to someone as a politician... they're all politicians except for Ron Paul. Ron Paul is the only person that will say things that many won't like, yet he'll still say them.
That's
what he separates.
That's more of a statesman than a politician
from the rest. But getting back to your comment, yeah, many people are getting sick of the Iraq war, and this is true. But what will happen when they do nuke a city? As the FBI director Mueller just came out with today saying that, Al-Qaeda ambitiously wants to bring nukes into the U.S. and target
a
U.S. city,
over the border.
Especially New York and Washington, D.C. What will happen when they do that, when they explode a nuke in a U.S. city? You're not going to have a whole lot of people running around crying about the Iraq war. You're going to have a lot of people running around saying we should... Al-Qaeda, torture these people. Send them to Guantanamo Bay.
No, we got to have an all-out nuclear war.
And that's what it's going to lead to.
Well, that's the conditioning of the masses of people.
And this is my point. I mean, the reality of the situation...
Right. Well, they've always done that since Pearl Harbor and the Maine. You know, this has been going on. If the formula works, you do it again, right?
And the formula is always
worked. Because of the psychology of the public, most people are conditioned reflex. You see, they are not like you and me who know what's going on. We understand what's happening. The average American just simply doesn't. They know something's wrong, but they don't know what's behind it. So if indeed one of those evil Arabs attacks us again, or those evil Japanese, we're going to go get them, kick their butt, and make sure we kick them good this time, you know, without realizing that they're the losers. The American people will be the biggest losers of all, because it's our freedom that will be destroyed, not by this Al-Qaeda, but by the federal government. That's the enemy.
And that's absolutely true. But
amen.
As I said, how many Americans, you know, when they pull the next 9/11, you know, nuke a city, or it's, you know, a pandemic, flu, or whatever the case is, to lock America down? I mean, how many people are going to resist?
Oh, I think most people, you know, will accept the mark of the beast. No doubt about it. Eventually, they will accept this mark. They will accept the security because they want to be safe rather than free. Historically, that's always been the case. I'm not going to accept it. I don't think you're going to accept it. Most people will, Garen.
This is the whole point of, you know, what I've been saying is that most people, you know, when pressed upon hot enough, they may be against the Iraq war now, but when pressed upon hot enough, they'll go along with it.
They can always be set up for the next Pearl Harbor, right?
So, you know,
all right.
That's the reality of it.
Well, that's the reality, but you don't have to be part of it. Amen.
That's it.
Thank you, Garen.
All right.
All right. We'll be back with more calls in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
PersonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
Well, I guess that's the case. That's the case. Step up to the plate, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't fall in line, well, you're gonna fall on your knees and be tortured at Guantanamo. At Gitmo, you'll be tortured, unfortunately, but that's what we need. As the previous caller said, if we're to remain free, we must give up our freedom. You see, this is Orwellianism, ladies and gentlemen. We must be secure above all else, and this false Messiah that is coming will grant us that. He will tell us that you need to be worshiping him because he's going to have the power to bring peace to the world. You see, it's peace, peace and safety that will be the two key words to the coming of this system into fruition. Peace and safety. Then sudden destruction cometh upon them. I promise you that I'm going to get to this story next. This is one of the real stories today that has been overshadowed by the passing of Jerry Falwell. But I want to refer to Doug Loot, General Loot. He's a U.S. Army Lieutenant General, Douglas Loot. He is the Director for Operations for the Joint Chiefs. And now he's been chosen, supposedly, by George Bush to oversee the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. He's our new czar. Doug in Texas is next on the program. Hello, Mr. Doug.
Hi, Rick.
Yes.
Now, we have a, we have an army, but that's not good enough. We have to have a Homeland Security Director. And now we need a war czar, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yes, there's war.
That's right.
Did you ever read Taylor Caldwell's Pillar of Iron about Cicero?
You know, I haven't read that volume, but I'm familiar with it.
Well,
anything that Taylor Caldwell has written is usually right up at the top of my list.
I've read everything that she's ever penned. And her... You know, she's had one that depicted Kennedy, and Cicero was the Ron Paul of that age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a voice in the wilderness.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He had it right, and I just wonder what, you know, Ron Paul is out of 435 people in the House of Representatives, he's the only one that actually plays by the rules and has upheld his oath to support the Constitution. And he looks at that like a good Christian would look at the Bible and say, well, let's see, is this right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that a unique concept?
I guess it is. I've never heard of anything like that in my lifetime.
And you know, and most people, if they were exposed to this and thought about it, they'd say, well, the country is, you know, going to hell in a handbasket, but we don't follow our rule book. And here's one man that does strictly follow it. He obeys the oath that he took when he got in office. Mm-hmm. One out of 435. Isn't that pitiful?
Well, you know what they say, one with God is a majority.
Well, what do you think they'll do to Mr. Powell? They ignore him, but...
Well, they discredit him, ignore him, make fun of him by one way or another. And if they don't work, you know what the final solution is.
Crucifixion.
Or whatever. But it is something that, does the word assassination ring a bell to you? We'll be right back. If you want to hang on, Doug, you can, but we'll be back in 1 minute to begin hour number two.
It's true. Gold and silver have